Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Phil A. Niels Hinterland America's New Landscape of Class and Conflict is a short but ambitious work of political geography and Marxist social analysis. Written in a polemical, essayistic style, it argues that the United States is best understood not only through its celebrated coastal cities, but through the dispersed zones that link those cities to extractive industry, logistics, agriculture, and precarious labor. Neil treats this hinterland as the hidden infrastructure of contemporary capitalism and as a key site of class conflict, drawing on observations shaped by Occupy Ferguson and other episodes of unrest. The book examines how economic restructuring has produced new landscapes of dispossession, disorder, and social fragmentation. It is less a conventional academic monograph than a compact theoretical field guide to the geography of inequality in the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book's central argument, the hinterland, is where class conflict is actually organized. Neil's most important claim is that the true geography of contemporary class struggle is not the glittering urban core, but the spaces in between, where labor, extraction, transport, and deprivation meet. He argues that the standard image of America as a divide between prosperous cities and empty countryside misses the more consequential structure of capitalist production. The hinterland is not treated as a leftover or a marginal periphery. It is the operating surface of the economy, where value is produced and maintained through logistics, services, farm systems, and other forms of difficult, low-visibility work. This reframing matters because it shifts attention away from symbolic centers of power and toward the material zones, where inequality is lived daily. The result is a political geography in which class conflict is dispersed rather than concentrated, and in which the most revealing forms of crisis appear outside the places usually associated with national prosperity. Secondly, a three-part map of urban core, near hinterland, and far hinterland, a distinctive feature of the book is its three-part mapping of capitalist space. The urban core consists of affluent, high-service islands such as finance and technology centers. The near hinterland is the surrounding belt of logistics, industry, suburban sprawl, and low-wage service work, where working-class residents are pushed outward by rising costs and uneven development. The far hinterland includes agricultural regions, extraction sites, abandoned industrial landscapes, and zones shaped by black markets, state aid, and infrastructural abandonment. This framework is useful because it refuses to treat suburb, rural area, and industrial corridor as separate or stable categories. Instead, Neil shows how they form a continuous field shaped by capital movement and labor displacement. The model also clarifies why social crisis can appear in places that are formally suburban or rural, yet function economically as extensions of the metropolis. By distinguishing these zones, the book gives readers a sharper language for seeing how class relations are spatially organized rather than merely economically abstract. Thirdly, Occupy, Ferguson, and unrest as evidence of a changing political landscape. Neil writes from the perspective of someone shaped by recent waves of unrest, and he uses events such as Occupy and Ferguson to show how crisis takes spatial form. These episodes are not presented as isolated protests, but as signals of broader social fragmentation and as moments when the underlying structure of the hinterland becomes visible. In this view, riots, blockades, and occupations are not random outbursts. They emerge from a social order in which employment is unstable, public authority is uneven, and many communities live with chronic abandonment. The book is therefore interested in unrest as a symptom of structural transformation. It suggests that popular conflict no longer centers only on the traditional factory or the classic urban proletariat, but on a wider terrain of dispossession extending through suburbs, logistical nodes, and depressed rural areas. This emphasis gives the book its urgency. It reads contemporary unrest as part of a long crisis rather than a series of isolated news events. Fourthly, Marxist theory, stasis, and the problem of turning riot into durable politics. The book is not only descriptive. It is also theoretical, borrowing from Marxist geography and adjacent critical theory to ask what forms of collective power are possible in an age of fragmentation. Neil engages ideas associated with stasis, civil conflict, and the persistence of unrealized political possibility, using them to think about how disorder might become something more sustained than a riot or localized uprising. He is interested in what he calls the historical party, meaning the latent mass of people whose common situation could form the basis of revolutionary action even when no formal organization is present. This makes the book more than a diagnosis of decline. It is also an attempt to understand how crisis might produce durable political subjects rather than temporary explosions. The theoretical value of the book lies in this move from geography to strategy. Once one understands where labor is concentrated, how precarity is distributed, and how normal politics fails to represent these spaces, the question becomes how collective resistance might be organized across dispersed terrain. Lastly, a lyrical. fragmentary style that blends theory, travel, and political reportage. Hinterland stands out because it does not present its argument in the detached voice of a conventional social science study. Neil writes in a compressed essayistic style that mixes travel writing, field observation, political theory, and lyrical commentary. This form is not merely decorative. It matches the book's subject, since a fragmented landscape is being described through a fragmented mode of narration. The style allows Neil to move quickly between regions, episodes, and theoretical references without reducing the book to a simple case study. At the same time, the approach has limits readers looking for a systematic academic framework or a fully empirical regional study may find the book elliptical. Still, the hybrid form is part of its identity and one reason it has attracted attention. It gives the book a sense of movement and urgency, while also reinforcing its claim that class conflict in the United States must be read spatially, experimentally, and across multiple scales rather than through one fixed lens. In conclusion, Hinterland will be most valuable for readers interested in Marxist theory, political geography, labor studies, urban studies, and contemporary social and political conflict in the United States. It is especially suitable for readers who want a compact but challenging account of how class power is distributed across space, and who are willing to engage with a book that is more interpretive and polemical than empirical in the conventional sense. Its practical benefit is conceptual. It offers a vocabulary for understanding logistics corridors, suburban precarity, extractive regions, and displaced labor as parts of one economic system rather than isolated social problems. Its intellectual benefit is broader still, because it pushes readers to rethink where capitalism is actually organized and where resistance may emerge. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of sharp spatial analysis, insurrectionist perspective, and literary compression. Unlike many books on inequality that focus mainly on policy, culture, or electoral politics, Neil insists on geography as the key to class conflict. Unlike standard academic texts, he writes with urgency and style, making the argument feel lived rather than abstract. The result is a distinctive, provocative book that reframes the American landscape as a map of production, abandonment, and struggle. If you would like to support Phil A. Neil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.